And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight,
right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
Hot politics.
And this week's hot politics, we're going to be going and looking at the Israel and Hamas war, and actually looking at the real reason behind it and why certain countries that everyone would imagine would have supported Hamas is actually not pulling in allies or not supporting Hamas the way people think that they would be supporting. And we're going to be discussing that. Pastor Gav, you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah, much of the discourse that takes place in the West, and it's affected by people like Al Jazeera as well. And what you need to understand is Al Jazeera is a Muslim propaganda organization. That's all that they are. And in terms of what's going on there in the Middle East around Israel, and also to the north of Israel around Lebanon, is not people fighting for freedom. I mean, I saw a video, for example, at the Democrat National Committee convention recently, where people are shouting about Palestine shall be free and all sorts of stuff. And what they think people are, what they mean when they say Palestine shall be free, they mean the Palestinian people shall be free from oppression. That's what they think they're saying. But when Palestinians say from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, they don't mean Palestinian people having freedom. They mean it will be free of Jews. And when you look at the founding documents of Hamas, which we've actually looked at before on the political show, then one begins to see very clearly that is the case. And so, you know, you've got Hamas, and they are funded by Qatar and Iran. You've got Hezbollah, which are armed and funded by Iran and Syria. That's to the north, you know, in Lebanon. And so we're going to just begin probably a multi-week discussion about, you know, what exactly it is that is that is going on in the Middle East.
Yeah, so that we're going to be speaking about that. It's going to be awesome, as always, because it's The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Stay updated and stay entertained
on Active FM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
So let's look at the real reason behind the Israel and Hamas war. And the first question that I have, based on an interview that we recently watched with Pastor James Cadis and Dr. J. Smith.
Now, James Cadis was born in Egypt to Christian Egyptian parents.
Yeah.
And Dr. J. Smith is an Islamic scholar about the history of Islam.
Yes.
And he studied their writings and the archaeology in detail.
Yes, his research is actually very interesting.
Yeah, there's been a lot of him. There's a guy, I can't remember now, anyway, he has a channel called Sira. Mm-hmm. S-I-R-A, and that's similar to Sira, which is the life of Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
So Al-Fadi, that's it. Al-Fadi, who's an ex-Muslim from Saudi Arabia. So I've seen J. Smith a lot there, and then obviously I looked at J. Smith's work, you know, a lot. So he's an extensive scholar on Islamic history.
Mm, yeah. And I think just speaking about Dr. J. Smith, one thing I did like about why he said that he's doing what he does is that the first approach of when people basically bring on apologetics with Islamic, specifically students or people who are Muslim and things like that, they come from a very, they react violently in inverted commas and whatever. So he's done his research in such a way that he can speak to them from what they know or what they don't know, so that there isn't a violent reaction, but more of a them understanding their own doctrine, which is actually very nice in terms of how he does his research. And so the two of them were basically speaking about Islam's biggest secret, and one of the biggest...
Well, if I can just say one thing, yeah. One thing that Dr. J. Smith is pretty, you know, strong on, is the fact that... most of the attacks on Christianity are not coming out of the you know, the Arabian world.
Yes.
The Arabs.
That's what he spoke about. Yeah.
It's coming out of India and Pakistan.
Asia.
And the Muslims there and Bangladesh.
Yeah.
So it's coming from Asian Muslims.
Mm.
So when Muslims are attacking Christianity, they're Asian Muslims. And, you know, often they themselves are not fluent themselves in Arabic.
Mm.
And that Middle Eastern Arab Muslims often don't know anything about Christianity.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And so basically the interviews, I think I've heard, like, apart from the two videos that we watched as a team, I went and watched another two videos by Dr. J. Smith, just to listen in terms of what he's saying about the Muslim religion, its origin, the research that he's done, and it's a lot. That's why Pastor Gavin said we'll probably do a multiple weeks where we're going to be speaking about this. But one of the things that I want us to focus on today is the big question. I mean, it has been in the news. A lot of people have been talking about it, not as open. It's not like headlines. That Saudi Arabia is not in support of Palestine, and in terms of the Israel and
Hamas.
Of Hamas, yeah. Not specifically Palestine, but Israel.
Well, also,
and Hamas.
I mean, you have to also remember that those so-called Palestinian refugees, and they're saying that they're in a prison.
Mm.
Well, I mean, why can't they go to Jordan? They were actually once expelled from Jordan.
Mm.
I don't know if you know that.
No, I do not.
Yeah. In fact, many of the Palestinian refugees who went to Lebanon were expelled from Jordan. That's why they went to Lebanon.
Interesting.
And the nice Christian Lebanese in those days accepted them.
Yeah.
And Egypt won't take them either.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing is, just to mention, you've got the predominantly Sunni nations.
Mm.
So, you know, Sunni Muslim. And obviously Iran, Syria, and the Muslims in Lebanon, we're talking about Shia Muslims.
Yeah.
So just you need to understand the religious context if you understand what's going on in the Middle East. And most Westerners have got no clue there. These people are protesting on U.S. college campuses and things like that. But they actually have no clue what's going on because they do not understand Islam.
Yeah. And so basically when you actually start looking into it and start doing the research and stuff like that, you actually see that the leader of Saudi Arabia does not, well, he's not in support of Hamas, and he basically, from what I've watched and what I've read, is that he's basically stopping, well, there's no, let me not say that because that could cause, I could be wrong, but there aren't any protests in places like Saudi Arabia and those other countries where you would expect there to be protests against against Israel and stuff like that. So my question, based on what you've listened to and the research that we've done, what have you found from that? The reason why Saudi Arabia is not in support of Hamas.
Okay, well, can I just, I think, rather than just going to the full extent of everything, I'm just going to limit myself to what Dr. J. Smith was saying.
Yeah.
And that is that obviously Saudi Arabia has become a wealthy country primarily, well, not primarily, because primarily means there's other reasons, exclusively because of oil.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia was a very poor country until they found oil, and they've now become a wealthy country. And in fact, much of the spread of Islam, you know, around the world in the late 20th century into the 21st has come because of the money that the Middle Eastern countries have made through oil. And the problem is that the oil, you know, by all predictions, the oil somewhere along the line in Saudi Arabia is going to run out. And they're very aware of this. And so for quite some time now, I mean, this was already the case in the 1990s, the Saudis have been trying to build up other aspects of their economies, the same as even Dubai. That is why Dubai is now known as a shopping mecca, because they're trying to create alternative economies that are not dependent on oil. That's why many of those Middle Eastern emirates, because most of them are emirates ruled by some other royal family, you know, they're buying up soccer teams, and, you know, they've bought golf and, you know, all sorts of things like that. And so, the reason why they're doing that is to try and get a handle on, and a hold on the entertainment industry. They've also tried to get control of the aviation, you know, the airline industry. And, you know, Black Knight's team, for example, are part of those that have been bought out by Abu Dhabi, you know, and Saudi Arabia, they bought out Newcastle, another team. And, you know, they heavily sponsor Barcelona Football Club and things like that. So they're trying to break through into an alternative economy so that when that oil runs out, they're still going to have an economy. And what he reckons is that that they know that they need Jews, you know, in order to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And so if they antagonize the Jews, they're not going to go anywhere. And that's what Donald Trump was able to negotiate the Abrahamic Accords, according to him.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's clear.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
I think for me, what was interesting is because I know when this whole Hamas and Israel thing started, I was advised by Pastor Kevin to go study the thing. Took my own time, and then now I think 2 weeks back, I was like, you know what? Let me actually study what's happening with this stuff. But I was actually specifically going for the Muslim culture or Islam to see what's happening. So when I started listening to Dr. Who again?
Jay Smith.
Yes.
The real name.
Yeah, very, very. So when I started listening to Dr. Smith, what was interesting is that whole Hamas thing, because we spoke up, we have... I'm touched on it here on the political show. I think Pastor Gavin did say this other time that you never the guys they thrive in a how can I put it, a comfortable or a too sympathetic environment whereby you don't really enforce things and you'll let people be as they are, and you don't really infringe on any right of theirs.
In other words, it's tolerant open societies,
yes,
that are tolerant of other people's ideas.
You, tolerant, yes. That is the right term, actually.
I'm thinking, what word is Black Knight saying?
That is,
gee, Black Knight's talking these English words I don't even understand.
And I'm happy that you finally understood what word I was looking for. So and you hear that with the Hamas Hamas people, and that's one thing I found out from Dr. Smith, exactly that's what he's also touching on between them and the Saudi, the relationship between the two, because these guys are too violent, and then these guys know, okay, we need such and such and such, we actually can't be part of this war, but these guys, they have this belief that they have that they need to take over. And they also, they are getting funding from, some funding from the Saudis, but the Saudis are trying to also in public not be seen around Hamas and stuff. So you can actually see that even if, I think even if I still go with my theory of, you know, your Rothschilds, your Rockefellers and them, maybe also involved in this, one thing I understood is it's actually true. They don't know who they are going in bed with, and that is very, very scary.
Yeah. So basically what we are saying is that where Saudi stands is because they're trying to protect their political future, basically.
Yes.
And if in order to do that, they need Israel on their side.
Yeah.
Now,
but also try to weaken them. Yeah. I think that's why they're allowing Hamas to like kind of attack and attack and see how far they can go, because that's also going to cost them a little. So that's going to try to weaken their economy so that they will kind of have an upper hand. It's like I come, break down your house, and then offer to help you. And then maybe that's the way we can start working together.
Yeah. So now when we look at it, if when we look at the whole idea of the fact that Saudi Arabia is protecting or securing their political future and things like that, how come then are we in a place, I think they did also speak about it, that it's the Western world that is rioting and showing, doing protests and stuff for Hamas and stuff. So what was your thoughts on that, the fact that it's the Western world that is mainly focused on that, even though it's the Asian Muslims and stuff attack most of the Western world? I'm not sure if you get my question. Yeah.
No, the Asian Muslims are attacking Christianity.
Yeah.
Not the Western world. But a narrative has been created, and I don't understand how, but people have got this idea, number one, that Israel are fascists. Now, if you think about fascism and what it meant, it was Hitler, Nazi Germany, murdering 6 million Jews during the Second World War.
Mm.
Okay? So, the term fascist came out of the Middle East, because that's Middle Eastern Muslims, and they used that term knowing that they, in the Second World War, were on the side of Hitler.
Mm.
Because they know it insults the Jews. So, That narrative's been bought. Then also, every time a child dies or something, you know, you see these videos now. I mean, if people are in the middle of such a bad war zone, how do they get videos out of there? You don't see videos coming out of war zones. And if people are that poor, how do these guys all have phones? You know? But that propaganda is working. And so people are saying, yeah, there needs to be a ceasefire. For what? I mean, they're still, I don't know, the hostages now have been there nearly a year, you know, and there's still over 100 hostages that are being held by Hamas. And also, I think there's an anti-Jew attitude. I actually do think there's an anti-Jew attitude. Now, do I trust the Rothschilds and them? Hell no. I mean, just this morning I was in a conversation with someone about how, and I believe it's Rothschild and UN and all of these people funded the comprehensive sexuality education program is being taught in our schools. And I was being told how it's already significantly changed the behavior of the kids. So, and that's destructive. So those people are responsible for that stuff. But I think they're playing a dangerous game with Islam.
Yeah, Black Knight?
I think that'll also probably kind of like support what I also kind of touched on with the riots that were happening in the UK on, but I thought it was just the immigration part that's being pushed with that narrative. But no, now I see with the not full understanding, but I'll say half of the understanding that I have with what's happening now after the those two interviews, is that they're actually playing a narrative of we are being mistreated all over the world. You know, it's not just in Israel. Now it's here in the UK, and then who knows if South Africa is not standing with them, they're gonna say probably they also, you know, just come out as victims all around the world, and the world is not for us. You know, maybe then people will succumb to what we want, and then from there we have these treaties. And obviously, you know, how just like how we saw with here in South Africa, the whole apartheid with the what's that council that they had again? where
Security Council.
No, the recon.
The Reconstruction and Development Party.
Yes, when they had those councils.
That was the ANC.
Yes.
The Truth and Reconciliation.
Yes,
Commission.
You know, when they had that, and then now the black people just want to take stuff from the white people. You see, you now take that and you use it for your own good. And I see them probably gonna use the same strategy on Israel and on the Jews, and also that also probably supports what I just said now previously, is that it's also gonna kind of like take away stuff from them so that they don't have much to stand on. And then obviously the Saudis, they acted like they were not part of this, and then they support the whole cause after that, when now maybe the Jews look or are kind of economically lower than they are. So it looks like that's what they're gunning for, because obviously after people are being killed or persecuted or whatever the term we can use for that, like what we had, segregated or whatever the term is that there's this whole reconciliation that we go through, and then there we'll start speaking treaties, like, okay, do we give stuff to them because their places were bombed, do we aid them and all of that. And I think that's also gonna work towards their funding to everything, that to the cause that they want to push. But yeah, now I actually see the cause with the UK thing. It's actually the whole Islam culture that's being pushed.
Yeah, I think we need to get into this more.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say, just to end the show, I want to start a point that we will begin next week's show with, is the whole premise of this Hamas and Israel war is that the Gaza Strip belonged to the Muslims.
I think we should start there.
So, but now the question is, according to research, when did the Muslim or the Islam religion actually start? And can we then say
you better listen next week.
Can we then say that the premise of the war is real? That is what we're going to be speaking about next week. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 21 to 22, it says, "Now it is God who makes both of us, and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come."
That is the only solution. What I heard earlier today with the CSE, and plus when you look at the situation in Israel, I mean, there's no solution.
No.
There is no solution. So the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, that's the major problem. And yet God has brought about the solution of salvation. And the reality is, we've got to trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And, you know, he's given us a deposit guaranteeing us of eternal life. Heaven won't be like this, guys.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amen. Heaven definitely won't be like this. This has been the Political Show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we've had
Gavin Instant,
Pastor Gavin Instant, and
The Black Knight
right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.